VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Israel's ruling coalition remained intact Monday after a key minister backed off his threat to withdraw his party from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government. Education Minister Naftali Bennett had pressured pressured Netanyahu to name him defense minister, but said his Jewish Home Party would drop all of its demands and give the prime minister a chance to get Israel, quote, to win again. The next regularly scheduled elections are for November 2019. Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan sharply criticized President Trump on Monday for questioning Pakistan's anti-terror efforts. He said the U.S. is making Pakistan a, quote, scapegoat for U.S. failures in Afghanistan. In an interview that aired Sunday on Fox News, Trump defended his decision to withhold hundreds of millions of dollars in military aid to Pakistan. The chairman of the Nissan automobile company is to be dismissed after an internal investigation triggered by a whistleblower. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The 64-year-old Ghosn's compensation has been an issue over the years, though it was considered high by Japan's moderate standards for executive pay. Ghosn is credited with helping engineer a remarkable turnaround at Nissan over the past two decades, resuscitating the Japanese automaker from near bankruptcy after he was sent in by Renault.
Nissan said that based on a report by a whistleblower, it conducted an internal investigation of Ghosn and Representative Director Greg Kelly and shared its findings with public prosecutors. The company said both men had been arrested. The automaker said its investigation showed that Ghosn had underreported his income to the Tokyo Stock Exchange by more than $40 million over 5 years. This is VOA News. Both the Houthi militia group